Am I the a-hole for eating while they're in recovery?
So, I have a story.
Oh.
I'll keep it brief.
Okay.
Of why I think OP is the a-hole.
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! Today, we will be discovering if we are the a-hole. We're going to be reading some of Reddit's amazing Am I the A-hole stories because I am always Delulu about these. I love listening to them while I sleep. And speaking of things that I love, joining me today is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Oh, hey, how you doing, love?
I'm so good.
I love you, too.
Oh, I love you, too. You're like my dad. like in a dad love.
I'm a good-looking dad, though, you know? I'm the good dad. Yeah.
You're not a father. You're a dad.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, because you're like a fun dad. But I pulled some Reddit stories that weirdly have to do with parents, and they're kind of...
Same.
Oh!
Well, I got one that's like straight out like parent-driven. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And then the other one is just, a little roommate action.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Would you like to go first or shall I?
Whatever's clever. We can flip a coin for it, or you can just go ahead.
I think I'm intrigued on this one, so I'm going to dive right on
it. All
right,
go for it.
Also, be sure to like and subscribe and send this episode to your friends and family.
Do it.
Here we go. Am I the a-hole for telling my dad his dating life is over? Over.
Dun, dun, dun.
I, 21 female, live with my dad in his 60s and my brother, 17. My mom passed away about 10 years ago, and my dad was in a very devastating condition. He loved her so much. Being a single dad was very, very hard for him. But he always tried his best. After 2 years since my mom's death, my granny and aunt, on my mom's side, suggested my dad get married. Oof. It felt too soon, but they kept pushing it. My dad felt that there needed to be a mother figure in the house, especially for my little brother. So he went and married a lady my aunt and grandma brought into our lives. Technically, it was an arranged marriage. Apparently, the lady agreed to marry my dad because he worked in a very successful airline company, so marrying him would give her free flight privileges and other stuff. Fast forward almost 6 months after they're married, our home became hell. They were always arguing. Eventually, they divorced, and he blamed my grandma and my aunt for being responsible for the whole thing. Now, almost 7 years after it all, he asked me what I would think if he gets married again. I told him that it's ridiculous and the only purpose he wants is to just have someone to take care of him while he's old, which is selfish to the other person, and how now he doesn't have anyone to blame if things go bad. I also said that he has nothing to offer the new wife, who is non-existent, so maybe it's the PTSD of the last failed marriage trauma because he married her too for the same reasons, for stability. So am I the a-hole?
Well, she's a gold digger.
Yeah. Marrying for them flight privileges?
Damn. I mean, would you be the a-hole for that? I mean.
Okay. I'm conflicted.
I'm conflicted, but how old is he?
He's in his 60s.
He's in his 60s.
So he's old.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Say go find yourself a bingo game and hit on some old ladies there.
Yeah. I mean, if I look at the way that she phrased it, she just said that like he has nothing to offer the new wife. You know, which isn't like a nice way of, you know, because like maybe he's really funny. Maybe he's really caring and kind. So that is something to offer. Not everything has to be tangible or financial. In my opinion, I don't think you're the a-hole. I think you're just kind of rude, I guess. Like, I don't think you're that bad.
Yeah, just rude the way, I mean, that's probably something I would say. That's just me. Like, it's like, dad, you got nothing to offer. Dad or grandpa?
Dad. It's her father. It's
Pops, you got nothing to offer. Just go find a nice bleed out spot and just chill and relax.
Oh my God.
No.
Just go and pass away, Dad.
Just go live your life. Like my mom and dad did that at the end of their lives. They went to go travel. So but one was actually terminally ill and then the other one was just like, yeah, I'll go along with the ride with you. The way she worded that. The way that she said it is kind of rude, but not the asshole. It's just like, yeah, what are you looking for, Pops? Like, are you looking for somebody just to, like, you ride or die to kick back with you in the cabin in your bleed out spot, you know, and just enjoy the rest of life naturey? Or do you want, like, are you going to go back at it and look for somebody to leech off of? Or,
yeah.
You know, you got to have your priorities right.
Yeah. I don't know. This dad doesn't also seem to take a lot of accountability because, no, like,
blaming
the grandma and the aunt and being like, you ruined my family dynamic. When it's like, you're the one who opened the door for them to introduce someone.
Exactly.
So, like, dad needs to work on his accountability. But do you think Reddit deemed OP the a-hole?
No.
Reddit deemed them the a-hole.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, the whole comment section is like, you're a huge gaping a-hole. In what possible way could you not be the a-hole for telling your dad he has nothing to offer anyone? You're the a-hole. Let me say this to you. Okay, this is a really long comment. You have nothing to offer anyone apart from your need to be taken care of. No one needs you. Those feelings are irrelevant, and at best, it's selfish at worst. Your time is past you now, and now it's too late. You should accept your fate socially and just wait to die because you're no good to anyone. Let that sit. Ooh. Okay. Wow. Maybe I just think that it is kind of an a-hole move to say that to someone, but also I feel like you're kind of being realistic though. And like, I don't know. I don't know that I agree with Reddit on this one.
No, I don't agree with them either. I mean, this just plain as simple. You don't know how the family dynamics is.
Yeah.
If he's already like blaming like the grandma and aunt on things like that, it's probably like just a problematic family.
Yeah.
Probably like dishes out a lot of insults and some compliments and be rude and sarcastic. So I think it's fitting.
Yeah. And like, I kind of agree with you there, which is very strange for us to be agreeing today.
Right?
What does this mean? Have we been hanging out too much?
I think so.
Or are we hanging out just the right amount?
Just the right amount. Just the right amount.
Because like, I think that, though, like, you should be honest with people, especially because now, like, I mean, you're 21, right, OP? So you're still kind of young. Like I'm at the age where it's, like, I'm very honest with my parents and I'm blunt with them. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them are still around. Mm-hmm. But I have to be in order to repair the damage that, like, the trauma and choices that they made kind of put on me as a child. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, it's, like, I think I would say something like this a little bit nicer to my parent and just say, like, hey, I don't know that you should jump into another marriage because you didn't take accountability for the last one. Yeah. You're harming the younger sibling and me because you're introducing people without making sure it's a good fit.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't agree with Reddit on this one.
Yeah. I would probably approach it to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
How would I do it? Because I know him. He's a hardcore little Italian guy. So he would like the fact that I'm like, Dad, think about your last marriage. Now think about what you have to offer now. Now go off and ponder. That's what I would say to my dad. My dad's like, yeah, you're right. He'll probably like cuss and blah, 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 blah. And then walk out and he's like, all right, I came to the conclusion. I'm done.
Yeah.
That'd probably be him. But.
Well, that was story number one, everyone. So if you agree or disagree with us, put it in the comment section down below. Because I would love to know. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're the a-holes.
Maybe.
We might be.
Jeez. I mean, I can be the a-hole. I know I can be the a-hole. I'm proud of being the a-hole sometimes.
Everyone in the chat, just write, Cosmo's the a-hole.
Yes, please. Flood the chat with that, please.
Do it. That'd
be great. So for people that are coming across it for the first time, they're like, why is Cosmo the a-hole? So it's good. It's good bait.
Yeah. Start the lore here.
Start the lore. All right. Mine is, am I the a-hole for eating food my roommate can't eat?
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. My roommate, 32 female, recently had surgery, and they have been on extremely strict diet that consists of bland foods. They have been bummed about not being able to eat things that they enjoyed for the last few weeks or so. 22, okay, so I am this 27 female, work and an intense job that requires me to work semi-late, especially one night a week, particular where I have to travel further distance to offices. This drive takes at least an hour each way. Therefore, I am not home until 8 p.m. And I'll be so hungry and exhausted. Usually on these nights, I'll treat myself by getting delicious takeout and enjoying it while watching a show to wind down for the night. Last night, I got a meal that I was craving. And it just so happens to be one of my roommate's favorite. I ate it in the living room while we were watching TV together. Then placed the leftovers in a fridge totally separate from theirs. Okay? I made no big thing about it, okay? I didn't rub it in her face at all. The next morning, they were very passive-aggressive and claimed I was being inconsiderate for eating foods that they like in front of them. This roommate expects all of us living there not eating things they that they like while they're in recovery because it's inconsiderate to them. I feel like I work hard and I can eat whatever I want as an adult. Because surgery does not entitle you to control other people's life. Am I the a-hole for eating while they're in recovery?
So, I have a story.
Oh.
I'll keep it brief.
Okay.
Of why I think OP is the a-hole.
Okay.
Hear me out. So, I was competing in an international pageant. Mm-hmm. I had to lose weight fast, so I did keto. Keto is a state that your body can get to. It's called ketosis, where you eliminate carbs, sugar, and dairy. Oh, I'm forgetting now. And so all you basically can eat is like meat and cheese. And luckily there's a lot of like keto options out there now. So it's like really easy to eat other things. But while I was like intensely dieting, intensely working out to drop weight for this pageant, my boyfriend at the time would like purposefully, like while I'm like on the elliptical running, sweating, he would eat like Nutella sandwiches. He would like go into the kitchen, toast the bread so I could smell it, pull out the Nutella and like slowly put it, like he wasn't doing it to like annoy me, but it was annoying me. He would slowly spread the Nutella on the bread and then would go sit at his desk, which was right by my elliptical, and would like eat it. And I called him out on it, being like, what are you doing? Like, go for a walk and eat it. Go eat it anywhere else. Like, I'm trying to lose weight here.
But did you give in?
No. I couldn't because I'm strong-willed, you know? Exactly. But
see,
still.
That's good. That's good.
No, he's the a-hole.
No.
He's the a-hole.
He was throwing temptation in front of you. And if you're broke, that's you. That's staying on you. It's not his fault. It's like you caved in because you're on a strict diet.
But I didn't ask for the temptation.
But temptation's great.
I didn't sign up for the challenge.
Every time I run into someone that stopped smoking cigarettes when I used to smoke cigarettes, I was like, I quit. I'm like, yeah, you sure? You don't want one?
Why?
You sure you don't want one?
Why would you tempt them like that?
I don't want someone that says they quit and then gives in just because I'm doing this to them. I'm like, you're weak. Goodbye. I don't, you're not a friend anymore. That means you can give in to anything. And that is a precursor to anything else in life. I know it's really small and it's probably an asshole move on my part, but it helps me of having people around me. So if I were to do that in front of you, like eating large pizzas in front of you, whatnot, or like smash burgers or even a California burrito or something like that, and while you were working out, whatnot, I was like, yeah, temptation is real. Do you want this? Do you want this?
Or that's
do you
cruel.
Want or do you want what's something that you really want? Is the pageant winning? So, you know, yeah, that's what, I mean.
Sure. I think Cosmo's the a-hole this episode.
I mean, am I wrong? If you break, what does that say about you? You broke down. You wanted that Nutella sandwich.
I mean, I think if someone were to break, human.
How would you feel after all of that workout and all of a sudden you're just like, God damn, I'm giving into the cravings, the smell. And
the
you just
Nutella.
took one bite. The little nibble. It doesn't hurt, but it's just one little bite.
See, I can't do that because, like, I'm the type of person that, like, when I give myself, like, a little, like, oh, I'll just have, like, a small thing, I end up eating the whole bag.
Right. So that's no self-control.
It's better to just not allow the temptation in. But I also didn't open my door and welcome the temptation in. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh, like, eat whatever you want around me. Let's blah, blah, blah. You know, like, that's kind of, like, that's, like, pushing someone's boundaries a little bit. in my opinion. But that's just me. So for me in this story, why I told this this side quest story is that I do think this person is the a-hole because it's like, you obviously knew this was their favorite food. Right. Like you said so.
Right.
You know? And like, you could have eaten it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Eat it while you're there. And you sat next to them and watched TV and you ate it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's their house too.
Eat it in your room, in the kitchen. Or tell them. I'd be like, hey, man, I went and I got some food that I know you can't have. I'm going to eat it in the kitchen and be done with it. And it's like leaving the leftovers around is tempting.
You know, this is why guys cheat. Is because they look at things that they can't have and they cheat anyways. They're just not fucking tempted with what they got and just deal with it, all right? So you guys, stop looking at Nutella and stop looking at the freaking workout. I don't care if you had surgery or whatnot. Just stick with what you got and be determined and go with it, okay?
Are you comparing cheating to being tempted by food in the fridge?
Because I get tired when people's like, oh, it's my cheat day. I'm like, motherfucker, cheat day. Just keep on with the thing, all right?
Oh, you mean like cheat days and food. I thought you meant like infidelity.
But there's no restraint. You have no willpower.
Yeah.
So guys that do cheat, it's like, oh, you're so weak.
You're weak-minded.
And you destroyed everything you worked so hard to get at.
Yeah.
So either way, cheating is bad. And so if you were to take a nibble of that Nutella sandwich, that's cheating. Everything that you're working so hard for is destroyed. So those temptations are good for people. And for me, I do that too. It's like, I quit drinking. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Can I get 2 shots of Jameson and 1 beer? And I drink it right there in front of them. You sure you don't want one? And
God, like, you're awful.
Yeah, because I want to know. Because like, can you hang out with me and not be tempted? And then are you going to give in? You know? And if one day they have like a day, they're just like, I'm having the worst day in my life, whatnot. I was like, how bad is it? And it's like, bad enough that I want to drink. I'm like, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk it out. Mm-hmm. And if you still want to drink afterwards, I accept that, but that one drink.
Yeah.
After that, you get right back on it. But not just like, oh, I quit. Yeah. Oh, I'm smoking because I'm stressed. I quit again. Oh, I'm stressed again. I'm smoking. And like, no, I judge a person by that. That's just me personally for living this long on earth.
For sure.
That's just me.
So, I also feel like, though, it's not up to us to, like, play temptation or play God in someone's journey. Because, like, here's another, like, side story that I'm, like, really guilty of and I'm really bad about. But I want to be honest about it because I think this is relevant.
Okay.
I had a friend who went through AA. I don't know if anybody listening to this would actually know who this person is. They went through AA and I stood in solidarity with them and like I would try not to drink around them. And there was one occasion where we were out at something that I was already there and I was trying to have my drink before they showed up.
Yeah.
And they saw me with the drink and it didn't change, like they didn't treat me any different. It wasn't anything weird, but they asked me if they could have a sip of the drink.
Ooh.
And I, trying to be a good friend, gave them a couple sips of the drink and they were in AA. And at the time I thought I was doing the right thing. You know what I mean? At the time I was like, oh, well, it'll just be a couple sips. This won't tip them off the edge and this won't blah, blah, blah. You know, like I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like I'd rather you just have a couple sips than go buy a bunch. And then, you know what I mean? And I now, like years later, realized that like that was wrong.
Yeah.
Like it was not, like I should have just finished the drink before they got there. Or just not drank at all, you know? Because, like, it's not up to me to play God in their life or to, like, tempt them with things.
I know.
So, it's, I don't know.
Like, it's only happened to me once where a person, when I did that thing with the cigarette flaunting, they're like, just give me one. And I cracked it right in front of them, like, no, you gave in.
Nice.
You're weak.
Okay,
I don't fall along with it.
I'm here with that. Okay.
AA is serious.
Yeah.
So, like, I would never tempt. If I see someone coming, like, oh, shit. Oh, bah, bah. Hey, here's some soda.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada
boom. That's what I should have done.
Cool. And I was like, let me get a little sip. I'm like, no, you really want a sip? And I put it right in front of him. Like, go ahead. Take the sip and think about all the work that you just fucking put through to get to where you're at. And you want to give it all up. You have to start all over again. And that chip that you have in your pocket is full of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, that's who I am as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, I give you temptation, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I'm curious. So, you don't think, bringing this back to the Reddit story, you don't think they're the a-hole?
No.
What did Reddit say? I think they're the a-hole, but.
Reddit said, there is no world in which you are the a-hole.
Oh. Okay.
You are not obligated to change your diet to match your roommates. If your roommate has a problem with you eating in front of her, then she can go to a different room while you eat. Not the a-hole. And then another person, absolutely not the a-hole. I have food allergies. I wouldn't wish on anyone, let alone demand roommates not to eat what they can or have, or can or can't have. Sorry, her post-surgery diet is bland. I can never have lemon juice and vinegar, beer, or red meat again. Some people die if peanuts are just there mm-hmm. or in the air. Bland diet for a few weeks isn't really a hardship. So, not the a-hole.
So, dang. Yeah. Wow, I'm 2 for 2 being wrong today. Maybe I'm the a-hole.
Ooh, guys, let us know in the comments down below.
Am I the a-hole or is Cosmo the a-hole now? Oof. Dang.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe my a-hole gauge is off. My a-hole meter is...
Oh, man.
Can we make that to a pin?
Yes.
My a-hole meter.
Oh, my God. I like that. It'll just be like a chocolate starfish.
Oh, my God!
With levels. And it had a little spin on it. And he's like, where's your meter at? He's like, oh, my God.
Stupid. I'm going to write that down.
That's a great marketing thing. I wear that pen.
Yeah?
You see the pins with the batteries, right?
Yes, I have seen those.
The spoons ones?
Yeah.
The little gauge you can, like, move across?
Yes. Yeah,
that'd be cool. An asshole meter. Or like
my God.
Yeah. A-hole meter. I love it.
Well, that was story number 2. So let us know in the comments down below if you think we should make a-hole pins. And also, if Cosmo's on a winning non-a-hole streak, or, you know, let us know what you think about that last story. Warning, everybody. This next story talks a lot about abuse. So if you are sensitive to that, maybe skip to story number 4. We'll put the timestamp here. Skip ahead. Let's get into the story. The title is... Am I the a-hole for leaving my mom at the airport with no ticket and no plan?
Damn.
Yeah, right? And for somebody with airport anxiety, I would die. I would simply pass away.
I'm
so,
like, what's the joke in this one?
Bye, mom. Get wrecked. This still weighs on me, OP starts. Some background. My mom was abusive growing up. It got bad enough that at 12, I left home through the courts and moved in with my dad. That decision fractured our family. On the court paperwork under name of child, she wrote something like, I have no son. I've carried that with me ever since. I had little contact with her after that, briefly at 17, again in my early 20s, and not consistently until much later. I'm now almost 40. I spent over 20 years drinking heavily and finally got sober in 2018, which is when I made an effort to reconnect with my family, including my mom. She's closer to 70 now and has zero contact with 2 of her 3 kids. Reconnecting wasn't easy. When I asked if she ever reflected on the abuse, she told me I was an adult and needed to let it go already.
Damn.
That was a turning point. I realized any forgiveness would be one-sided. If I wanted peace, it was on me. Since then, our relationship has been rocky, but present. We've had family reunions and even traveled overseas together for 3 weeks. We argue often, usually over small things, but we stayed in contact until this. Last summer, I invited her to my city to see a band she's loved since I was young. The plan was simple. She'd arrive on Wednesday, we'd go to the concert on Thursday, she'd fly out to visit my sister on Friday, and I'd leave early Saturday for my own trip. She agreed. When she arrived, she mentioned she'd only bought a one-way ticket and would book the Friday flight later. That made me uneasy, and I reminded her several times to make sure it was booked. I thought I was clear in my wording and tone that I didn't want anyone staying in my house while I was gone. Friday came, the concert was fine. Then she told me she still hadn't bought a plane ticket, and now, with prices having gone up, she planned to stay a few extra days while I was away. I told her plainly, I'm leaving at 5 a.m. tomorrow. You need to get on that plane. I even offered to cover the extra cost. She refused and invited herself to stay at my place. That's when I said clearly that I wasn't comfortable with anyone staying in my home while I wasn't there. She accused me of not trusting her and said she was my mother. I said it wasn't about trust. I just didn't want anyone in my house. The argument escalated. Finally, she said, fine, take me to the airport. I think she expected me to cave. I didn't. I packed the car, grabbed my daughter, and drove her to the airport in silence. When we arrived, it felt like a standoff, like she was waiting for me to say, never mind, don't go. I didn't. I took her bag out, set it on the curb, and told her, if you can't find a ticket, let me know. I can help you pay for a hotel. Then I left. Months later, I'm still thinking about it. I don't think I stranded my mom with no options. I offered to cover the cost of the flight and the hotel, but I did leave her at the airport knowing she hadn't booked a ticket. Am I the a-hole? This is interesting. This was posted 19 days ago and has no overall review of if they are the a-hole or not yet. Hasn't been deemed.
Wow, 19 days ago? No?
Yeah, and no, they haven't come to a conclusion yet. So it sounds like people must be having differing opinions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you're not the a-hole because I agree with all of the points that they made, that you mm-hmm. gave her the option of paying for the ticket, mm-hmm. the difference. Mm-hmm. You told her very strictly you're not comfortable with them staying in your home, mm-hmm. even though they are your mom. Mm-hmm. You have past trust issues with your mom that still haven't really been worked out, but you've done the work in order to still see your parent, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you weren't clear in any way of the form. Like, you were very clear about what you wanted. You didn't want anyone staying in the home. And she told you to take her to the airport, so you took her to the airport.
Yeah.
And you offered to cover the hotel.
Exactly. The one thing I know from experience, if you leave your parents at your house, you come back from work or a long day, everything's different, change, and you're judged about certain things that you have in the house. And that's just something that you just don't want to deal with. Yeah. So I would never let my mom, even if she was alive now, to I'm like, no, just get away. Because they like to nitpick things and then move things around and... It's like, where is that thing? They're like, why'd you throw that out? Or what did you touch? Or what did you leave unlocked? Or what did you... I have a certain way of doing... Yeah, nope. Yeah, she was right. She was mm-hmm. right. Not the a-hole.
Yeah. I don't even like letting my roommate have people stay over when I'm gone. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. I don't want people looking at my stuff or coming in here.
I have two roommates, and only once where I came home from a long day from work, I come in and there's people in the living room. Mm. There's people I know, but yeah. There was no heads up.
Yeah,
I just walked in. Like, I walked in, opened the door, and I heard conversation. I thought it was television in the living room. Mm. And then I heard a laugh. I'm like, I know that's that laugh. That's Derek's laugh. And I was like, there's people here. And they brought their kids and, like, their other dog. And I was like...
Oof.
I haven't seen him in a long time, so it's been like, hey, how you been? My boss, like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do a recap. I just want to go straight to the room, fix something to eat, and But I had to do a little recap, which is annoying, and I was just like trying to be short and simple. And it's like, that was annoying without the heads up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it hasn't happened since. And I haven't said anything to my roommates about it, so if they're watching, yeah, it was that one day.
Whoops. You're like, but, hey, roommates. Yeah, but subscribe.
No. Subscribe. I have one supporter, my roommate. He watches everything from the Cosmo Network and Delulu Canoe. It's awesome. It's really cool. He's old school, so he's not really typey.
Yeah, not a commenter.
Not a commenter, but yeah, he does watch. And he's like, that shout episode out. Is laughing. He was like, he'll laugh about certain things that are funny, so it's pretty cool.
Love that. Yeah. Shout out. You know who you are.
Mr. Santulli. We call him Troll. So.
Troll! I love it. But do you think that OP is the asshole?
No. Not at all. Not at all. Okay. Nope.
We agree again. Yeah. See, we're on a weird groove today, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
What does Reddit have to say? Let me see. Do you realize, OP, that you just explained how her abuse and manipulation is continuing? This was the abuse cycle you just typed out and are still carrying it since it's hurting you so much. She's never once accepted accountability. You can forgive, but you don't have to accept. If she makes you feel bad about your boundaries, that's someone that doesn't need to be let out or let in. Excuse me. She can wave at you from the outside or stomp in by a tantrum, but stop letting her in. Interesting.
Wow.
Abusers are masters at making their victim think they are responsible for what the abuser chose to do. Your mother is still an abuser. Wow. This is, we should put like a warning before that story then. The only mistake I see is that you think you reconnected, but all you've really done is reboot the old relationship you had with your mom. Ugh. It sends the wrong message. I think that's why she expected to stay at your place. She thought you were accepting that things were going to be the way they used to. Ugh, that like hurts me.
Ouch.
All right, well, that was story number 3, so let us know in the comment section down below if you agree or disagree with us. All right, Cosmo, do you want to send this canoe down the final waterfall of a-holery?
A-holery. That's another t-shirt idea.
A-holery, and it's the canoe going over the waterfall.
A-holery de Lulus.
Or is it like a-holy? Like, holy. Whoa. We still need the chompy candle.
Oh my God, yes.
Chompy Candle. Yes. Chompy we must. Candle. And Chompy We Trust.
And Chompy We
I'm
Trust.
I'm going to write that down while you start reading. All right. I'm not texting, I swear.
All right. Am I the a-hole for telling my mom I don't want to be like her?
Oh.
All right. I, 23 female, live with my mom, 50s, who is a Jehovah Witness and extremely religious. Her faith is a huge part of her identity, which I've always tried to respect, even though I don't share the same beliefs.
Hmm.
What's making things unbearable is the hypocrisy. She constantly judges my life choices, like how I dress, who I date, my plans for the future, how worldly I am, how I'm not putting Jehovah first.
Mm.
But at the same time, she doesn't cook, doesn't clean, and is a hoarder. Her bedroom is filled with clutter she refuses to get rid of. Dishes pile up, trash sits around, and if anything gets done, it's because I do it. She does some chores, but it's the bare minimum.
Hmm.
My dad works long 12-hour shifts. My brother and I also work. And yet, she spends most of her time sitting inside watching shorts on YouTube. Probably the Duluth Canoe.
Same.
She has a small part-time job. She also has a serious spending problem, buying things we don't need while complaining about money and stressing me out financially.
Hmm.
I also pay for the phone bill, her phone bill. Oh. She has diabetes, but constantly makes excuses about taking care of herself. She refuses to eat healthier, consistently eats sugar, and doesn't want to improve her health,
mm.
even though she's still relatively active. Mm. I've told her multiple times to take care of herself, but she brushes it off. I even gave her $500 to start a business in her country, which she said she would pay me back. She never did, and now she claims she never asked for the money. On top of that, she's always complaining about little things, never satisfied with my dad. I go to school and work. I don't make enough money to fix all the problems in the house or cover the stress of her spending, complaining, and irresponsibly. Irresponsibly, yeah. She just died right there. Okay. It feels like I'm constantly judging. I'm juggling responsibilities and adulting while she refuses to take care of herself or contribute meaningfully. If I bring up her hoarding, her spending, her lack of help around the house, her health, or her constant disassociation, yeah, she deflects by turning into a spiritual lecturer about respect, obedience, and how I should be grateful she's guiding me the right way. She frames criticism as an attack on our faith. Recently, I told her I don't want to be like her when I'm older. Someone sits around all day, eats poorly, despite her health problem, complains consistently, judges others while ignoring her own behavior, and doesn't appreciate her husband. She got extremely upset and told me she knows. She knows. Okay. I feel torn. Part of me knows she genuinely believes she's doing the right thing. I work hard, go to school, take care of my responsibilities, and still get judged constantly, while she does almost nothing. I feel more like the parent than the child. Part of me feels guilty for resenting her, but another part of me feels angry. There are times where I want to keep her in my life, but there's other times I don't.
Hmm.
Am I the a-hole for telling my mom I don't want to be like her and resenting her for her behavior?
This one's tricky.
It is tricky.
Because I grew up with a parent that, like, I very much so was like, ooh, I don't really want to be like them when I get older. But I didn't ever verbalize that to them. Mainly because, like, what is that going to get me? You know, like, I don't think telling them that or telling any person that like you don't want to be like them will actually benefit or help you or help them. Like, it's not going to make them want to be a different person, to be honest. So I don't think you're the a-hole for being surrounded by all of those negative things. Mm-hmm. But I do think you're the a-hole for telling them that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously if it's in like the heat of an argument, I could understand. Like, yeah, if you're going back and forth and then you just say that out loud, like I get that sometimes our emotions overwhelm us and then you burst. But I just don't know that was necessary to say.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's that going to get you? You're just going to make them more mad.
That's true. And you're just feeding the fire. I don't think she's the a-hole. Oh, I think she's the a-hole. I think what she needs to do, what I would do in her situation, mm-hmm, is just go with it, wait till I have enough money to get the hell out. Because from my own personal experience, people that are so set in their ways, mm-hmm, especially at that age, and being a parent or grandma or anybody other than
guardian.
There's no changing them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way of telling them what's right and what's wrong. What they see is the highway, and that's it. They just know this is the right thing. And when religion is involved, it's something that you just don't want to dig deep into. You just want to like let it go and then get out as quick, mm-hmm, as you can. And it sucks because you have to suffer for it, but that would be the best way scenario, I think, from my opinion. I was just like, yep, this sucks. I'm going to do my thing when I'm out. When I'm out of the house, I'm out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's her and her brother and her dad. And the way she talks about her dad, or, you know, the way their dad works and all something like that, it just seems like a problem that those two need to work out. But he's probably just the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's that older generation, you know, which, I don't know. When religion is involved, it's a touchy, tough subject and tough situation to get out of. So I would say she's the a-hole for doing it that way.
Yeah.
Because the more she tells her mom she doesn't want to be like her, that, first of all, that hurts her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's also, you know, it's also like a way of thinking of the way her brain works. And she probably is crushed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. Even though it's all true, but there's just some way you have to, there's delicate ways to handle those situations.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. What does Reddit have to say?
Not the a-hole.
Okay.
This isn't about religion. It's about control,
mm-hmm,
deflection, and you being pushed into a parent role you never signed up for. You're 23, working, going to school, contributing financially, doing chores, and carrying emotional weight that shouldn't be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she's judging your choices, spending money irresponsibly, not contributing much to the household, and then using religion as a shield whenever you bring up a real issue. That is not guidance. But yeah, that person says not the a-hole. Not the a-hole. It's always the worst. It's always the worst people who weaponize religion to say they can cover up their own shitty behaviors.
Dang, yeah.
Are you able to move out? Not the a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
And she wrote back, not at the moment, no. I'm currently trying to finish my last semester and graduate in May.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah. That's tough.
That one really bums me out for OP. Like, that's a lot to deal with.
Which is like, EXJW here. Are you baptized? It makes a difference in how you will be. Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. Dipping out.
Because, like, I just saw her response, like, I'm not baptized. I did do a Bible study thing, blah, 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 and something like that. But she's like, yeah, but it's not for me. Yeah, this other person's basically on the mom's side. But, yeah.
You could be baptized in the Delulu River.
Yeah. Oh, most colleges offer counseling, often free. Go. They can help you make a realistic plan to get out.
Oh.
And, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good suggestion, actually.
It's like, I'm not a retired college mental health counselor, but seek help and ask for help at your college.
Yeah.
Dope.
Dang.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah. Huh.
Not the a-hole, but I would stop being honest with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing you say will sway her.
Yeah.
Just gray rock until you can move out. Or just don't. Yeah, just gray rock until you can move out. Gray rock.
I've never heard of that, but that's funny. Like, yeah. Just take it.
Just take it.
Take the abuse. Oof.
Rock on.
Well,
we're two for two.
Yeah, that's kind of that was kind of a sad one. Like, we were kind of on the up climb of, like, laughing at stuff, and now it's like, ooh, this got real.
Oh man,
dang,
that was a long one too. I try to stay away from the long ones because I was like, oh, that's too much words and whatnot. But
it's really hard to read them too, especially when they're not written grammatically correct. So it's tough for us, and we also both have dyslexia, so it's kind of a nice challenge for us to try to read.
It is. That's why I'm like, let me just try the long.
Yeah. And you did great.
Thank you.
It's tough. It's really difficult to read them. But thank you all so much for joining us on this Delulu Canoe episode of Am I the A-Hole? Yeah. I always love doing these. They're really fun. We don't have a Patreon episode for these, which, I mean, because, like, I guess we could read more of them, but I don't know. Every time we pull Patreon ones, they're always better than the main episode ones. Like, we get really goofy for some reason. So I stopped having us do that. But if the patrons are in the chat and are like, no, we love it, let us know, because I will definitely pull out more.
How about, like, the Patreon just sends us?
We could. We could do that again.
Could talk about. Oh, that's what they did, right?
You know, I was also thinking this morning while I was getting ready, I want to do a complaint box episode where we let the fans of the show write us a ton of complaints and we read them with Chompy.
Let's do that.
I think it would be hilarious.
Oh, my God. I love that idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm totally game. Please.
All right.
Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yes. Please tell us. Okay. Maybe I'll open that up and I'll start prepping a bunch of them for in a few months. But, like,
yes.
I think just an episode where you all read us to filth and you're like, your audio on Spotify is trash.
Yeah.
We hate this, this, and this. Or, like, I'm very curious.
Yes.
Maybe leave the guests out of it, though. Like, we don't want to bully the guests.
No.
We're opening the criticism for us, but if you could make the criticism about the guest, like, don't use their name, maybe.
What if it's a Patreon?
Or I don't know. You think it should be Patreon only?
A paid wall, yeah.
I mean, I kind of want the bullies to come out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of inviting the bullies.
Yeah.
And I want it. Like, I want to be bullied.
I mean, I don't think these people can bully. I don't think you guys can bully.
Yeah,
like,
you're all wimps.
Prove me wrong. You guys bully, like... Like little, what's that ugly Pokemon? The ice cream one?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Oh, well, the trash Pokemon.
The Trubbish. Garbodor.
Garbodor. You guys are like Garbodor, okay? Be better than that. I dare you, okay?
I dare you. Well, anyways, we'll start prepping that. I'll post all over, like, Instagram and everywhere, and we'll pull some, like, complaint box.
Not the guests. Let's not do the guests. The guests are sacred. The guests are awesome. Us, we're the ones that you can, like, bully.
We'll take it. I just don't want to open the box for people to say, like, this guest was terrible because XYZ, when it's like, no, that's not up to you. Like, don't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, if you are going to complain about a guest episode, like, if something went wrong during a guest episode, I'm open to that if it's, like, constructive criticism, but not about the guest.
Okay,
does that make sense?
How about this? We'll do it two ways. We'll do the ones that's, like, about the show and about us and about the way things are. That's for YouTube, but for Patreon is about that specific episode.
Ooh, okay.
Paywall.
Okay.
So we'll just separate them.
Yeah.
One for a paywall and one just for the public. So.
I'm feeling real bold today. I'm like, let's let our fans trash us. I don't know what my deal is.
You know what? There's going to be some things.
We're in good moods, you know?
This is March, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I am very ambitious this month in March, and I'm going all at it. I'm throwing out jokes and innuendos that it might offend people. So...
On my show, on the Cosmo Network. Excuse you?
No. I would never do that here. But from my interactions with my guests, because we're going live at the end of the month. So every month, the Cosmo Network, it'll be me and whoever else is there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go live and we get to talk to the actual people that subscribe to the Cosmo Network.
Cool.
So I would like, I just want to see if people catch certain innuendos and jokes and whatnot. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we got for today, folks. You told them where to check you out on the Cosmo show.
The Cosmo Network on YouTube. Check it out. Subscribe.
Yeah. I don't know why I said show. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I have a show on the network.
You do have a show on the network, the Cosmo Network, with an E.
With an E.
Don't forget that E.
Don't forget the E.
And, like, be sure to check me out on Instagram, too. Dare Taylor Official with the little blue check mark. Also, check out Dare Taylor Music. My music YouTube page has, like, no subscribers.
Really?
But people flock to the music videos. Like, I've got a music video that has like 25,000 views, but I have 900 subs. What's going on? Why are y'all not subscribing? It's free. Cost you nothing. So go check it out. Listen to my music. I'd appreciate it. And also, just like, don't forget to be Delulu, because it's the Salulu. Yeah. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Leave us your trash comments. Maybe we should do an episode where we bully them.
Ooh,
no, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. Bye. Love you.